I never thought I'd be doing this again. Like PTSD all over. I'm told because I was supposed to speak last week, but then other people decide I'm not important enough. Even though I'm like title, it's not stuff. With the frock and all. So the Vart is on Nitzavim, but the message really has nothing to do with Nitzavim per se. It's more about the Tshuva and the Yom Nairon. Still go Rosh Hashanah, I think, but it still flies now. It's the season of Tshuva, or it's like the Tshuva vibe is flowing on. So when Rabbi Blezer asked me to speak, oh wait, it has to be Machmir. I really didn't have time to prepare. My pleasure called me up Thursday night at like 11:30 last week. Okay. So, tshuva is one of those things that, I think everyone in their own lives, it seems very elusive. Every single year, we sit there, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we make Kabbalas, we try to do it. So, when my pleasure asked me to speak, it's always an opportunity. Otherwise, I'm the type of guy that, if I'm not like being forced to speak, I don't think. My brain is shut off. So my pleasure made me think. Unfortunately, he asked me to think at 11:30 at night. So what came out was like mashed potatoes. But the insight of tshuva and the shaila is, why is tshuva taka so hard? Right? We're not going through the three steps or four steps, the four different types of, how many daggers do you have? And the four daggers, whatever it is, I'm not getting involved in the actual tshuva metric, but the avoda of tshuva seems to be so elusive to most people. At least, I mean, I'll talk for myself. At least for me, and it's not necessarily because I don't want it. I find every single year Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, I have a cheshek to take a change. I want more of it, and I take on Kabbalas, and I do like what everyone else does. We learn the Musa, but then as the year goes on, it seems very feeble, and it just seems to fall away. So I want to maybe offer a dehera that I thought of. You can tell me afterwards whether you agree with it or you don't. Not that I care, but... Okay. The pasuk says, Atem nitzavim ayem kolchem, again, it's last week, I'm told it's about, Atem nitzavim ayem kolchem l'fnei Hashem l'keichem, r'sheichem, shifteichem, t'gneichem, shachechem, kol yishusel. Says Atan Nitzavim Ayem. So already all the Knights of Kalim are arguing on the question. They all have the same question. Why does the Pasuk use the word Nitzavim? Nitzavim means to stand. But we know that throughout Chumash, there's another word that the Torah uses, to be Ayim. So why the word Nitzavim? So we all grew up, now Shat, Nitzav means to stand with the Tekifus, to have a certain Tekifus b'fnei Yayim Adin, the Sfarim Zvigdana, Atan Nitzavim Ayem, Ayem is Rosh Hashanah. So Nitzavim Ayem to come with the Tekifus in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw, this is talking about Shkafa Brothers, in the summer I went to the country for 1 week, and I was down in a shul, and in front of me there was a sefer called Kedushas Yayel. I'm sure you can figure out who wrote it, right? So I opened it up, it was before Mincha, and I was opening it up. It happened to be in the Tzavim. It just opened it up, I didn't open it up to a specific place, I just opened it up and opened it up in the Tzavim. And he said such a shame of art. It doesn't mean my Eskama, but it was Mamash. He said the word, there are two different words we find in Chazal for standing. Amida and Nitzavim. He said, but each one has a completely different context. He said, Amida comes from the Lashon to be Aymed. Means the person is already standing in an upright position. He says, that's why Shemana Esrei has the Lashon of Amida. We refer to Shemana Esrei as Amida. Because when a person goes into Shemana Esrei, he has to be standing already. He has to be erect. He has to have been in the zone, so to speak, Hilu, that is going to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Lashon Amida. He said the Lashon Nitzavim, the word Nitzav, is always followed by after a fall. He said when someone is down on the ground and he's standing up, he said that's when the Torah uses the Lashon Nitzavim. And he didn't speak this out, but this is Rashi already says that what was Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Atan Nitzavim Ayem Kolkom Avnei Hashem L'Keichem. So Rashi says that after they heard all the Teichach on the end of Parshas Kitzavai. So Chai saw had Chalishas Adas. How is it possible that we're going to be able to survive? So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that, don't worry. Atem Nitzavim Hayayim. You're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You fell multiple times. There were many Chatoim that you did. But Nitzav, you were able to pick yourself back up and wipe off the dust and continue on. That's going to be the nature of Chai saw throughout. Klal Yisrael, as an ummah and as a yachid, we're resilient. Yes, we make mistakes. Sheva yipul tzadik, v'kav, but we pick ourselves back up. Atem nitzavim hayayim, you fell, but you got back up. So don't have such chalishas adas, it's going to be negeh. It's possible. And I think that really both pshatim go hand in hand. I think that when a person goes through those difficulties and challenges that he forces himself to overcome in life, that's gufo what gives him the tkifos. It's what builds him and creates him and makes him a stronger person, a better person, if he utilizes the opportunities to learn from his mistakes, to correct his ways, to become a better person, a more sincere person. The nitzavim, the picking yourself up from the floor, is what gufo makes you into a nitzav, to make someone that you can have a shtark, to stand nitzav hayayim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I want to maybe offer a little bit of a different dehara, maybe. How is it that a person can come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rosh Hashanah, Uadin Aseres Mitzvah, Yom Kippur, with Azat Kifus? We all know that throughout the year, Ein Adam, there's no person that doesn't do a Chet. In the Yom Adin, it's Pachad, Oyim Neira, San Taikir, right? So how is a person Zeichet, or what are the tactics, if I could say, that a person can come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nitzah, as someone who's standing stark? Omar Ara in the Pasuk, again, all the nice candle deal with all these questions, it's not my questions. But as Moshe Rabbeinu says, Atem Nitzav Hayayim Kulchem Lepnei Hashem, Elgeichem Rasheichem, Shivteichem, Ziknechem, Shachechem, Kol Ish Yisrael, Tavchem, Nishechem, Gerkha, Shevichanechem, Michay Terezech, Hashem Yemecha. He's mefired to every single person in Klai Yisrael. Why was this so important for Moshe Rabbeinu? To go through every single person in Klai Yisrael. We got it, you said Kulchem. Later on in the parsha, but Yamitzvah says, "Asher Neichim Mitzav Chayayim, Lo Niflesiim Im Chavol Yerchayki, Lo Yerushamayim Yilemar Miyalu Lano Hashamayimo." At least according to some Rishonim, he's talking about Torah. Some are talking about Tshuva, Kol Torah. And the Pashup Shad is like the Sfasemis brings out. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that when a person really wants to grow and he really has a cheshek, then there's nothing that stands in his way. Where there's a will, there's a way. And therefore, if you really, really want it, if you really, really want it, it's that close to you to do it. It all depends on who you want to be and if you'd make that decision to do it. But Rashi adds one knesh, the famous knesh, Kiloi b'shamayimi, because had it been in Shemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, you would have been mechuyev to go to Shemayim. And I think that really, I think it's, again, not my chiddush. But what Rashi is saying is that when it comes to ruchnias, there is no such thing as being status quo. When it comes to ruchnias, there's no such concept of staying stagnant. When it comes to ruchnias, if it's in Shemayim, you have to reach for the stars. When it comes to ruchnias, you have to extend yourself to become that person. You can't just let life go on. You have to bring yourself. Leiba Shemayim, you might be in Shemayim, get up there. Figure out. Don't be stagnant. Keep pushing yourself. Because there's an unlimited amount of potential every person in Klai Yisrael can do and the effect that they can have. And I think as Bnei Torah, and really, I think really every person in Klai Yisrael has this. The question is whether they're makirid or not. But every single person has a cheshek to be someone better. I truly believe this. I've seen it countless times. No matter what the situation a person finds himself in life, there's no one person, even as a Rebbe dealing with Talmidim, they can be stuck in the schmutz that have nothing to do with ruchnis. But when you speak to them one-on-one, and they open up, they tell you what's on their heart, everyone wants to grow. And as Bnei Torah, we have the she'ifa for godless. But I think the danger that comes up, this is not a danger, but one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that what happens is that we create a shiva for ourselves, a certain expectation of who we want ourselves to be. And we begin to define our lives based off that expectation. And our whole year is working towards, I'm going to be that person, I'm going to be this person. And I'm going to strive to do X, Y, Z. But sometimes the issue is, that although that's who you want to be, we're not makir what we really are. And what ends up happening is that we begin to define our lives based off that Shiva. I want to be a Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And I want to do it. And I want to learn. And I want to have a smother. I want to be a shtak in my tefillah, my voice of Hashem. And we create Kabbalahs to bring us there. And in our mind, when we don't live up to that expectation, we begin to view ourselves as failures. And it creates a certain chalisha and doubt in ourselves. I'm not talking about a yish like thing, but it creates a rifian. Because when you have an expectation and you define yourself based off that expectation, if you fail to reach it, the only thing that comes about is doubt and weakness. And you view yourself as a failure to an extent. And I think what happens is that by Rosh Hashanah, when we're doing tshuva and Yom Kippur, we're not doing tshuva for who we really are. We're doing tshuva for who we think we are. In our minds, we created a perception of ourselves that we are, you know, we expected ourselves to be like a Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and we failed to live up to that expectation, oh yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the problem is that once Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur goes away, and life goes back into its regular routine, and we find ourselves right back to where we were. Because the answer was, we were never Reb Chaim Kanievsky. You miss Hashem, one day we could be there, the Shifa has to be there. Loiva Shamayim, but if it was in Shamayim, you have to go and reach it. But you also have to be honest with yourself as to where you really are holding in life. And yes, I want to be a Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but right now, I need to take smaller steps in life. Right now, I'm not a Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Right now, when I'm doing tshuva, you know, if we can't be makir who we really are, then you can never really do tshuva for that. Because when you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't have kavana through the entire Shemoneh Esrei. Well, are you capable of having kavana for the entire Shemoneh Esrei? Maybe not. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. I don't know. Every person has to be down themselves. But what happens is that since you weren't thinking like that, so you're not even focusing on the first bracha. Next year, I'm going to have kavana the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. But it didn't work. Because unfortunately, we're not in a situation where you can do it. You never did tshuva for who you really are. And I think what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is, Atem nitzavim hayoyim, kulchem lefnei Hashem lekechem, roshechem, shifteichem, ziknechem, v'shartreichem, kol yish Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael is that you have to be makir that every person in Klal Yisrael has a place. And so often we try to we're running away from who we really are because we want to be someone else. We have the shiva for godless and we want the godless, but we fail to recognize right now, I'm a chayte v'etzecha. And that's not a negative thing, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. You're a chayte v'etzecha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this point in your life wanted you to be there and to work through the matzav of chayte v'etzecha and to build yourself up to be a shayte v'emecha or whatever, the farkeh. Right? Life is a ladder. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I didn't expect you today to go from a chayte v'etzecha to a reshecha. But if you're not makir that you're a chayte v'etzecha, you're never going to be able to do tshuva. And when our kabbalahs and our tshuva and the entire Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is focused on the fact that I wasn't a reshecha, then when it comes the regular year and you're living your life, it's going to go back right to square one. Because when that reality hits in 3 weeks after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, after Ben Ezmanim was sukkis of you fatzing on your shver's couch, right? And doing nothing constructive, right? And you realize, well, I was going to be a Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but I'm going to have to start winter's month, right? But it doesn't work, because that's not who you are right now. Yes, Yemir Hashem, and Rashi's telling you, you can't forget it. You have to have both. You have to learn how to walk that tight rope. You have to have the sheifas for godless, but at the same time, we have to be makir where you are in life and work on the steps that are necessary now to bring me to the matzah that I want to be the Rosh Hashanah. And the Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Shoytrechem. It's all because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be there. And there's nothing embarrassing about it. The Emeshter put you there because that is what your Tafkid is right now. That doesn't mean that it has to stay that way. But right now, that is your Tafkid. And right now, you have to be Makir of that. And there's nothing wrong with being a Chayte Veitzecha. Except the reality. And I think this is really what Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that when you look back at life and you look back at the previous year, if you're willing to be makir on your mistakes and you're willing to have that sincere introspection and honesty to accept you for who you are, There's nothing more empowering in life than that. Because when you finally realize who you are, now you can implement the steps to become who you want to be. But if you can't be makir who you are, then you're never going to great. You're never going to get anywhere. Because it's just going to be a series of constant failures. But the question is, how do we do that? That's right. It's very nice. It's easy. Sounds nice. But I think it's also in the pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the solution. Atim nitzavim hayoyim. He says, when you break your life up into incremental days, stop looking at the bigger picture every day. Have a goal. Set it. But then when you go through life, it's a day-to-day process. And your job is, every morning when we wake up, to wake up in the morning, what can I do today to make myself a better Rebbe Hashem? Forget about yesterday. Yesterday I spaced out things from yesterday. Today could be a little bit different. Today I'm going to focus on the first bracha. Today I'm going to focus on the second bracha, whatever it might be. But when we look at the whole picture, it becomes overwhelming. When you focus strictly what's in front of you right now, and you learn to cut out what I want to be and what I was, and focus on today, then everyone is going to have the yechilus, the yemir Hashem, to be nitzavim akulchem lufnei Hashem alekeichem, and takav bizeicha one day to be roshechem, the shivteichem, the zignechem. Everyone should be zeicha. The gemara chesim of tayv. Amen.